Thank you for holding. Is this Adrian?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Adrian. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Okay. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Well, that's one of the things, because I just signed up for the Angie's List.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know those guys.
I'm guessing my number got pulled up there from something there.
Well,
so,
not necessarily, no.
Okay.
Google, the Google partners, we don't like those guys, honestly. We used to. And Google is actually in the process of cutting ties with them. So I don't know what they're going to look like in the next year or so, because majority of the leads that they get actually come from a Google advertising that they pay for, kind of similar to this. So you'll see them on the first page of the search results if you look up concrete contractors in your area. But they're not really in good standing with Google, because they've been caught by the Federal Trade Commission selling leads to 5 or 6 people at a time. And they're charging all of you the lead fee, whether you get the job or not, telling you it's pay per lead, not pay per job. They don't tell you that when they sign you up. So Google's kind
of. Yeah, that's one of the things I was kind of like checking. I did get some paperwork saying that if I don't get any leads from them and, you know, the next 10 people I talk to, I get refunded what I paid for.
I've seen that, but come on. You got to be, like, the worst salesperson in the world to not get one out of 10 leads, you know? Like, obviously. But the problem is like, as a long-term solution, you don't want to have to pay 10 lead fees for every job, you know what I mean? Or even 5, for that matter. They really add up. You know, it's a lot of unnecessary spending.
Yeah, they do. So, yeah, I was thinking of Angie's List as a temporary solution right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of using them long term. Mm-hmm. We pretty much worked word of mouth for a lot of years,
mm-hmm.
With my father. So these last couple of years it slowed down because people are lowering their prices way too much.
Yeah.
So
they do that.
So that's been one of the issues. So, you know, I'm throwing some out there, just see what I grab, you know, what comes up, and maybe I catch their neighbors or, you know, catch their area.
No, it's not a bad idea to throw yourself on HomeAdvisor temporarily, you know. This is more of a long-term marketing solution for you. If you look at the guys that are up there right now, they're not the same guys that are cutting their prices. They're holding ground because they're in a position where 9 times out of 10, that's where the customers are going to call, or those are who they're going to call. So they kind of can cherry pick through. They don't have to just go with whoever, you know. And then as far as like a word of mouth chain, it's an online word of mouth chain. That's literally what it is. It's just people being able to see your reviews and everything, see your top recommended when they look up concrete contractors. So if they're asking their buddies, they might not know, but if they ask Google, you'll definitely be there.
Okay.
All right. So let me see what I could do for you. Tara asked me to put you on a platinum package for a new in business credit. Usually a platinum package is for like a brand new business that's like starting everything from scratch. You don't have like a Google business profile even, or a website?
Oh, okay. So we have this business with my father. So after that, he no longer wants to do this anymore, but I've been working with him throughout the past, you know, 8 years. He's moving out of the country, so I opened up my company.
Where's he moving?
He's moving to Zacatecas, Mexico.
Mexico, okay. I was going to ask. I can hear you sound like your tone sounds like my son, my oldest son. But my wife's originally from El Salvador, though. Yeah, so it's just an accent, you know?
Yeah, I think I have somewhat of an accent, yeah.
Just a little bit, you know? Like, I could tell you're bilingual, you know? But your English is fine. Yeah. So he's moving back. Did he tell you when?
I'm not sure exactly when, but he's
gonna leave it here with you.
Yeah, he's leaving a lot of things, his properties. He's just kind of like he's gonna live in Mexico with money out of his rent from here, from Denver.
Yeah, no, that sounds right. That's what my lady's parents are doing. Her poor mom, we had to tell her to. It's my kid's grandma. We had to tell her to just stop working because she was going to start getting all these back problems. But they would do hard stuff, like hard painting jobs and stuff, both the grandma and the grandpa. And they're still working.
Oh,
and
and
he's like, man, they cleaned up El Salvador. I'm ready to go back. I'm maybe 2-3 years of this. And, you know, you guys can live in our house and we're just going to move over there instead of paying rent. You guys can just pay for the house and we'll just live rich.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the game plan right now. I'm going to have to take my son down there eventually, get him some dual citizenship. But anyway, I'm sorry, it's so off topic. It was just interesting, the dynamic that you have there. But, you know, it's good to have yourself on the first page of Google just because it's going to brand the business long term, right? So you're not just going to get the reoccurring pipeline that your father. Others are going to have reoccurring clients with the new ones you generate, but then you also have new ones coming in on a regular basis. So if you ever lose a guy, you don't have to worry about like replacing them, or if you're going to hire some people and expand to the point where you're not always in the field getting your hands dirty, maybe you just have like a crew of guys you can oversee and kind of get from job to job. This would be the best way to do that. It'll definitely provide you with the consistency and kind of make you like the first right of refusal on a lot of job opportunities in the area. You're in a great area for what you do. So.
Yes.
Yeah. But you won't have to pay per lead, you won't have to pay per click, won't have to pay per call. So that's why I was saying it's a better long-term solution. You know, it's a flat monthly rate. You'll know exactly what you're spending each month. The platinum package that Tara requested, you know, it's going to cover you on various different things across the board. It's not just the first page placement on Google, but you'd have a Facebook business profile with Facebook ads. There's a Bing first page placement since they pull from the Google's top three guys for their top five. You're on Amazon Alexa results. They use the Google top three guys for the voice results for Amazon Alexa devices. And you're on Apple and Safari for the iPhones, you know, as a top option. So pretty much if anybody just pulls their phone out of their pocket and types in concrete, you're in the conversation. And then we build your site for you. And then there's like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, just to name a few. So, I mean, we're basically covering your bases top to bottom. It's not like Home Advisor where we put ourselves on Google, put you on our site, and then sell you the leads one by one. We're actually creating online listings for your business where they're seeing you. They're seeing your business name, your number. They call you directly.
Okay.
Makes sense? So, no surprises. Now, normally with this, we usually charge $4.99 for that platinum bundle because it has all those things. But what Tara asked me to do is put you on a new in business credit. So if you wanted to come on board with us today on a month-to-month basis without any kind of long-term commitment, I could drop it down to just $249 for you, and I could lock you in at that pricing structure for as long as you want to stay with us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I just paid for that Angie's List.
That was my concern, yeah. Did they sign you up like $400 or $700 or something like that? I've been hearing different prices
$700.
These days.
Yeah. 700, and then they gave me 1,000 credits, and I wanted to give that a whirl, and
that's a lot.
I was kind of just gonna use that amount and probably not continue it, just to see how the leads are doing, because my fear with them is I'm gonna have to be very competitive with the pricing.
Yeah, and then you have to buy a couple of leads for each conversion too. So you'll burn through that 1,000 faster than you think. You'll probably have to spend about 1,000 a month really on that. If you're already at that point where you're saying, hey, I'm only going to try this for a month and not do it, you know, why not capitalize on this first page placement while we have the availability? Because I mean, if you cancel it in a month or 2 months and you say, hey, I want to go with the Google stuff, if we don't have a spot on the first page for concrete contractors, I can't list you. Now you're stuck with no Home Advisor and no Google, you know?
Okay. Okay. And you said it was, why is it called Splash again?
Local Splash. Yeah. Are you near a computer? Just look up Local Splash.
To local. local.
Had like people in your area and then splash like water. We're a premier Google partner. We're in Orange County, California.
Oh, okay. Internet marketing service from Palo Valley, California.
Yep.
Okay.
That's us. We've been in business since 2004. They have a 20-year track record.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so because we're a direct partner with Google, it's about as close as you can get to working with Google directly. They won't actually call you about the online listings. That's what they have us do as their partner.
Okay. So right now when you come, okay, JNA Premium, AAA Concrete Race and Quality Concrete, to Amigos.
You just looked up concrete contractors in your area? Kind of see who's up there? Yeah. So the guys next to the map, you'll be one of those guys. And you'll have that little pin. We send you this pin in the mail called a Google pin verification letter. There's a 5-digit number on the back of it we need from you when it comes in. But that's how you get that red dot. And then we get into the back end of the Google business profile we create, which is basically what you see right there. It's like a condensed version of their Google business profile. Like if you click on one of them, it'll actually take you to their full profile. But we'll create that, host it, and then move that up to the first page of the search results for you. That way you'll start generating traffic. Because right now, if you looked up ADLT Concrete Works LLC, you'd have a hard time even just finding yourself, you know? But with this service, people who don't even know about you, they're just looking for a concrete contractor are now getting recommended your business.
Yeah.
So it's a game changer.
Yeah, I'm seeing all the everyone, it makes sense, you know, but I'm seeing everyone that even parks in my yard and everyone around the area. Like, I know all these names, so.
Yeah.
Like, for that prize, I'm competing with all these guys.
Well, yeah, right, but right now, you're not competing at all. You got to remember that. So, like, even you're searching from your own device, you might be in your own home, but you're not even getting recommended yourself because you don't have any of this. So it's like your next-door neighbor could be looking for, you know, a $2,500 concrete job. They're not going to see you, Adrian. You get what I'm saying? You don't even have reviews for somebody. If you handed them a business card or your dad handed them a business card, for them to be able to look up your name and see that you have reviews and you've done work before, pictures or a site, you know, that you're a real company. So I get your logic is, hey, there's always going to be competition. You know, I'm not saying you're the only concrete contractor in Denver, but you got to have your name in the conversation to even get any of this pie.
Yeah, right now what I'm thinking is how I can, you know, when I just threw seven something over there, you know, to get my name out there.
Say that again? I'm sorry? I didn't understand
how
you said it.
So I just threw like the $700 out there to Angie to, you know, throw my name out there.
Yeah. But if you scroll down the first page, you'll see Home Advisor by Angie somewhere. Those guys are putting themselves on Google. Obviously, it works if they're going to put themselves on Google, but they're just reselling you leads that they're getting off of it. That's why your bill is going to be like $1,000 a month, is because they're charging you all these unnecessary lead fees. That's what I'm saying. Like, long term, you're not going to want to pay per lead. You're going to want to be able to generate your own leads, let people call you live, you know, as a real call. So the opportunity to do that, we have.
Can you hold on just one moment?
Sure.
Oh, sorry about that. I had an appointment.
It's okay. Everybody I work with is a business owner, so stuff pops up all the time. I'm used to it.
Yeah. So, yeah, my concern right now is that I invested that much this month already.
I get that. But your concern should be not spending that much every month moving forward. You know, and if I could do all this for a quarter of the price, you got to think, how much are you saving yourself long-term by just marketing yourself independently with a Google partner versus going through a third party that's marketing with a Google partner and just reselling you the leads that they're getting from it. Work on your own listings, you know, because all those guys are going to do is hold you hostage. If you say, hey, I want to cancel HomeAdvisor, they're going to say, oh, you're going to lose all your reviews. You're going to lose all this. You're going to lose all that, you know, unless you keep paying us. Why not work on your own listings? If you ever leave the first page placement, you still win. You still got a website. You still have a Google business profile that's verified. You still have all your reviews up there that you built up while you were using the first page placement. Like, this is a long-term thing. This isn't just a, you know, a directory try to get rich quick scheme. Let me throw some money at this, see if I can get my feet wet for a second.
Yeah, and you said it's, I have to see. This is hard.
I know right now, but hindsight's 2020, so it'd be a lot easier for me to talk to you about this 2-3 months into it, you know, because then you'll be like, all right, I understand why I'm paying for that. That makes sense. You know, right now you're coming from the other side of like, does it work? Does it not work? I don't want to risk. I'm not a gambling person, and I get that. But if you're a business owner, you're already halfway in, you know, it's kind of doing the business a disservice to have a company that people can't even look up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I would even like to see what that would look like, after expenses with some jobs I started right now. So,
that's another thing too. Like the kind of work that you do, the first job we get you is going to offset the cost like 4 times over. It's not like you're like a pizza company. You got to sell 20 pizzas to make $249 back, you know, but pizza companies do this, by the way. They do Google advertising. Yeah. They have these places. You know what I mean? But you're in an industry where it's like, man, if we even bring just one new client in, which is easy to do, you're in the Denver metro area. It's going to offset the cost, you know, and it's going to pay for itself. So don't think of it as like a bill where you got to pay $249 out of your pocket each month with the clients that you already have. It's going to bring in the customers that's going to pay for it. And that's why we get guys to use this thing long-term. You know, some of these guys built up hundreds of reviews. They probably did three or four times that in jobs just to get to that point. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay. Yeah, let's give it a shot, and I'll try it this month and see how this goes.
You're gonna love it. You won't regret it. I'm telling you. If you spent $750 on HomeAdvisor, it's gonna save you so much money and bring in way more opportunities for you. Far more people are Googling, and you won't have to drop your price too. You can hold your price. Okay. You're gonna get calls on a regular basis.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna create the Google business profile for you. On the first page of Google, you can only have one number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so 720-403-0883?
That is correct.
All right, what's your last name, Adrian?
Della Torre. D-E-L-A-T-O-R-R-E.
Okay, and then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing? I'll also send you a receipt so you could write it off as a business expense. So actually get it back when you do your taxes.
So it's the name of the company. So adltconcreteworks@gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot to mention that this is a business expense, so when you guys do your taxes at the beginning of the year, you just add this to your business expenses, and then they'll give it back to you.
Oh, okay.
All right, save. And then where's the street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
We can do 2250 Tower Road.
Tower Road? In yeah. Aurora?
Yes.
Got it. 80011?
I believe so.
That's how it came up here.
Yeah. Yeah, that okay. should be it.
Okay. And so everything that was Adrian Ready Mix before, do you want that expunged? You want us to do like a cleanup on it and make it ADLT, Concrete Works LLC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everything else is, yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Do name, address, phone number, cleanup, website. Okay, do you have a logo for the website by chance?
I do have a logo.
Okay, perfect. Do you have pictures of work that you guys have done in the past?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. It's going to make it a lot easier. Okay, so I'm going to send you two text messages here. One's my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead, so I'll still be with you moving forward just to make sure that nothing's getting lost, guide you to the promised land here. And then also, I'm going to send you this email address, photos@localsplash.com, and send in your logo and any photos that you want for your website. We'll also use this for the Google Business Profile and your business Facebook page.
Oh, okay. So for my logo, I used white background and black background. So for whatever looks best.
Okay.
So I'll send
you got some options.
And yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Send them in, and then you're gonna have a client interview that I'll schedule for this afternoon or Monday, depending on what's best for you. And you can Yeah, they'll kind of brainstorm with you. We got to get the domain name for the site first, and then we'll get a good idea on what you want. Or if you want to have the whole weekend to think it over, that's fine too. We just want to know exactly what you want to move forward with. And then I do have a client interview slot available today. If you want to get it knocked out, I could do it between 2 and 3 Mountain Standard.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. I'm going to actually take this slot before it fills. Let me just get this spot on the calendar for you. Go to client interview. Local Splash. And then Adrian Della Torre. All right. And then I'll send you a calendar invitation to this appointment to your email. And then I'll text you. Also, 1 hour before as a heads up.
Okay.
Okay. It's an automated message that'll come through just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. It's also a good way for us to make sure that your email address is working and valid. You don't have any kind of like picture or anything for your email that pops up? It just looks like a blue circle right now.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just adltconcreteworks@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I sent it off. And how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
It can be like from 7 to 7.
7 to 7? I was seeing 7 to 9 on some other stuff online. 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, Saturday 7 to 4, Sunday closed.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. I just want to make sure that it all matches up because there's portions of it that are AI when they're doing the name, address, and phone number cleanup. I want to make sure, like, all the time slots look the same, phone number looks the same, business name. We'll hide the address for you if you don't want it displayed, but all the stuff that says Adrian Ready Mix that has to do with the phone number or address, we want to get those expunged and removed. So,
okay.
A lot of work to do, but we'll get it done. We're used to this. Just triple checking everything here. Okay, site good, hours good. You could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then you should have got that calendar invitation.
On the email?
Yeah, it should have gone to your Gmail.
Okay, so.
It'll say client interview, local splash, and then I'll have your phone number.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and...
You want to accept that?
Yeah.
And that'll just let us know, too, that the Gmail's working, because I'm going to send you, like, your login credentials for your tracking system. There's, like, a little YouTube video that shows you how to use it. There's also a receipt outline of the agreement we'll send you and a Google verification form. So got to make sure you have all your paperwork. Once you're Google verified, you'll never have to get Google verified again. So even if you leave our services or, you know, unless you move to another area, but you'll never have to re-verify. So that's always nice. Make it so you actually exist on Google. Right now, it's like you can't even find yourself for your own name.
Okay, so yeah. Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Okay, there we go. I got the notification. Oh, no, that's from customer service accepting the appointment.
Hey, you mean... tell me to... Oh, okay. You got a little tab I can click in there, right?
Yeah, there's usually a little tab. You can just click yes, that you're going to be available for that time. Again, they're going to text you an hour before, so you'll get a text at 1 o'clock. If you can't make it, then they'll contact you and they'll adjust it to probably a time on Monday, because that's actually one of the last available slots for today.
Okay. So I click yes and it takes me to my calendar.
Oh yeah, it's because it's your Gmail. So yeah, it's supposed to do that. You don't use your Gmail for scheduling right now? Any of your customers?
I type it in manually.
Oh man.
Time I need it. Yeah.
We're gonna make your life so much easier. You're gonna love this. Yeah, we have so many tools that are hooked up to Gmail. It's really easy to use. Even they have like auto scheduling for callbacks through your website if you want. So like if they call you and you're not available, it'll send them to a page or they could just fill out a form and then schedule, ask you to call them back. Yeah, make it a lot easier. A lot of automation. All right, but I have your profile created and I got the client interview scheduled. How did you want to secure your first month's payment of the
$249? I have the card. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
And it's just the reason why I wasn't working because I'm under my regular email address.
Oh, you have to switch it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Usually on your iPhone, you could have it. I don't know if you have iPhone or Android, but usually you could have two of them logged in at a time.
Yeah.
Sometimes more.
Yeah, so right now, I'm on mine. So if I go back and click yes, it should pop up.
Yeah, it'll send us a little notification too.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm on here. I see it loading, but I don't see. You said at 2 o'clock. Yeah, nothing's pulling up. Strange.
Yeah, see that's why I wanted to confirm too. Is like the email address. So ADLT Concrete Works with an S at the end at gmail.com.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's it. That is it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we have here.
Look, it's a glitch. So I have it on my tablet as well.
You're not seeing any emails at all?
Well, I see the email.
Okay.
I got the email, but...
Yeah, if you go to that email, I think if you click on the email, that's how you'll accept it, though. Like, the link is inside that email to hit yes. And then it'll go to your calendar once you accept it.
Okay.
You might be able to accept it directly through your Google Calendar as well, though.
Okay. So, we have DLT. Straight from the, okay, let me see. Okay, I'm going to try it one more time with the email.
Okay.
Go in there, click on, click yes.
Boom. When, yeah, once you click that yes, then you accepted it.
Yeah, did you see it on your end now?
Yeah, let me double check right here. I'm not seeing it. Usually they send me an email, too. On our calendar, it'll tell us accepted, too, though, if you accepted it. And I'm not... Nope, I'm not seeing it. There's usually a little green check mark there. It'll say accepted.
Yeah, because...
It's okay. I mean, either way, they'll call you directly. More what I was looking, and they'll also still send you the text message too. But more what I was looking for is that your email address is working. Like, do you actually have, it there where you could see it, even if the accepted part isn't going through just yet? Cause it might take it like 60 seconds to 2 minutes to send me the notification you accepted it anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
as long as you actually have like the notification of it.
Yeah, I have the invitation client interview local splash.
Okay. Yeah, then that's all we're looking for. And they'll send you the text message here at 1, just as a reminder. And then you could also accept it through there too. You just push yes that it's still a good time for you.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just making sure that it's working because we're gonna send you the receipt and everything to that email address. So that's more what I was looking for. Okay.
Yeah, because it's the ADLT concrete
works
with an S at Gmail. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's how we have it attached to your business profile. So when we create your site, like if they try to email you through the site, those emails are going to go to that email address. So it's really important to pay attention to that. Yeah, you might get some business opportunities that come through email if the people don't want to just call you directly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And then how did you want to secure the 249 for the first month?
It's 4259.
Okay, 4259.
0740.
0740.
0463.
0463.
And 1334.
1334. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0528.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
934.
Okay. And I'm going to walk you through a voice verification too as added protection for you. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This will be nice. When you, how you say in Spanish, when you tell your dad later, Premier Página de Google?
we have a
bilingual department, so I hear that sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. And obviously my wife's from El Salvador, my Spanish sucks. Alright, so I'm gonna walk you through this. If I say anything you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
Alright. If you're on a recorded line, Adrian, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
ADLT Concrete Works.
LLC. Okay, perfect. Just want to double check that. And then can you please state your name and title within the company?
It's Adrian De La Torre Villegas. And it is owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Adrian, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try it for 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 23rd of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign with us. So when your term is completed, Adrian, it's set up to auto-renew each month on the 23rd day. It'll stay in that discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. And then it says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, just let us know before the 23rd day or like before the next billing's due. So that way we could stop your billing cycle and it doesn't like auto charge you. And it says,
okay.
Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your payment here. When this clears, you're going to get 3 texts and emails. They're the same text and emails, but it'll have an outline of the agreement in writing. You'll have the Google verification form. You got to fill that out. And then you'll have your username and password for your tracking system. So I'm going to hang on the line with you here just to make sure those 3 texts come through. And then you'll basically be good to go until the client interview between 2 and 3.
Okay.
All right. I know it sounds like a lot of work right now, but it's a good investment in the future, especially if Dad's leaving it to you. Trust me, you don't want to inherit a company that doesn't have this stuff.
So locals, flash, initial invoice.
Yep. So there should be a link in there. It'll say like, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Oh yeah.
Yep. And then if you click on that, there's everything in writing. Okay. So that way you legally have documented all the stuff that we're doing for you for the price. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. And then also the Google verification form will come through and your tracking system. So you could take your time with that. Just try to make sure that it's the subscription terms are signed before the client interview. And then if you got to do the Google verification form over the weekend, that's totally fine. Just try to get it back to us as soon as possible.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If you're missing anything.
Sorry.
What was that?
So there's one that I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Agree it.
Yeah. You want to agree if it's the subscription terms, and you'll basically just type out your first and last name as it appears. And then you'll hit submit. And then there's a copy of this sent to your email. So you'll have it on file, and we'll have it on file that you're getting that discounted pricing structure for this platinum bundle for as long as you're with us. So it's not just like a 1 month deal, like we got you on board at $99, but you know that you like it. You know, it's just going to stay $249 as long as you're with us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I don't know if it's being my phone or the site where it doesn't let me click the accept button.
The confirmed signature. It might be the device. I've had that happen to people before.
Oh, there. I turned it to their device. Right.
There we go.
$823. you have to click both. Okay, that. And then it takes me to username and password.
Yep. Yeah, and then your username and password will be texted and emailed to you.
Okay.
So I believe you might already have the UNN password there. The tracking system's going to look pretty blank in the beginning until we have, like, the Google verification done and everything up and running. But it says the username's your phone number and the password is get online.
Okay. It says Fab Ads. For Fab Ads. Okay.
And then the last one that'll come through will be your Google verification form. And so remember, this is a platinum bundle, so you're going to get like Facebook ads also. They'll create and host a Facebook page for you, run Facebook ads. That's all part of the service. The website's a part of the service. So, you know, they'll walk you through it, starting at the client interview and then obviously moving forward. But this is the only hard stuff you'll really have to do, Adrian, is like the first sign up where you have to like fill out this verification form. It's really not hard, but just to give you an idea on, you know, it's going to be pretty easy to use. But once that's all done, now on your verification form, I wanted you to just keep in mind, like if you're missing anything, don't panic, like fill it out as best as you can. And still submit it, even if it's like only partially completed and maybe you guys are missing some certain paperwork they're asking for, it's fine. The beauty of us being partnered with Google is that if there is stuff missing on that form, we could just do a three-way video call and we'll verify your listing over the phone with our rep across the street.
Okay.
Yeah, because the Google headquarters is right across the street from us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me just double check one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so it has all the okay.
You see it? The Google verification form?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty easy, Adrian. You know, but it's saying, like, if you have license or EIN or insurance, like, send that stuff in because we'll attach it to the Google business profile, and it lets these people know, like, at the time that they're searching, that you're legit, that you're not just some, like, fly-by-night company. And that's why we tell you guys to hold your pricing when we have you on the first page, is because we're telling them, like, you know, you're licensed, you're legitimate, you know. Yeah. You're going to pay extra to have a real company than to have some guy that's, you know, illegitimate. You know what I mean? So.
Yes.
That'll help a lot.
And I'm barely searching for like my business license or insurance. For like the business license, what would that be for exactly? Because I was looking into it, but and insurance. I am shopping for insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have my insurance yet. So is that stuff I can add on along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. Send it in. It won't stop us from listing you. You know, we could still list you, still put you up there. The only difference is you won't have that badge on your listing until we get it, which is fine. I mean, people will still call you. It's just obviously be careful as you're out there on the jobs, you know. You don't. I mean, that's just general knowledge, right? Common sense. Just be careful.
Yeah.
Even if you have the insurance, you don't really want to use it.
So,
it's just proceed with caution. But, you know, you're more protected to have it, and we are supposed to recommend, especially if
the state
is asking you to have it or required. But I did just do a general search, like concrete contractor licensing, Denver, Colorado on Google. It has like a link. It'll walk you through it where you can access the application forms. And then you submit the application. There's a little exam that they have you take. You can do it all online. and then they'll actually get you the bond. Yeah. And the fee is like $110 for the whole year, it says. And like the, to renew it each month, it's only 55, but, or each year, it's only $55. So it's like, pretty easy. Yeah. You just got to pass it. They just want to make sure you know what you're doing. You know, that's all it is. And I'll give it to you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely recommend getting it though. It just adds more legitimacy. Like I said, if you're preparing for this thing and your dad's going to move to Mexico, then, you know, having all this stuff done, ahead of time is just going to further solidify the company. And then you won't have to worry about where your clients are coming from. You know what I mean? You don't have to rely on the relationships that he's built on sticking with you. We'll be able to generate you some new ones and then some reoccurring guys on your own. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Well, thank you for signing up. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to earn your business. So officially welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to your work day, and then we're going to circle back with you here shortly between 2 and 3 for that client interview. So look out for that phone call. Okay.
Thank you. Oh, okay. If for any reason I get a job right now, to go out to, is there anything I can, to move it up to the next available time?
The client interview?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to get an automated text message at 1. If you can't make it, just text there. Or you can also, like, that phone number, that 877 number that I've been texting you on, is our company line. So it's connected to a whole customer service department. We have about 400 people that work here. So if you send a text message there, like, change my website or I can't make the appointment, you know, we'll get it. there's tons of eyes on it. It's like a big red flag, like, hey, this business owner needs your help. So either myself or one of them will respond to you, and we could always adjust it if we have to.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Like I said, enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call at 2.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
All right, Andrew. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.